With faces that look almost prehistoric, sage turkeys proudly strut in the barn at Mary Kaufman's North Ketchikan home. I met with Kaufman to find out more about her menagerie of livestock, including peacocks, geese, ducks, rabbits, and, of course, turkeys. Kaufman has lived in Ketchikan for 30 years, and her property is a haven for rescue animals, especially abandoned or injured fowl. Having grown up on a farm, Kaufman is accustomed to the hard work necessary to care for a variety of animals.
So it's a job keeping them clean, because I clean them every day. And just keeping supplies is impossible, you know, here, because there's just not a lot of food always in stock, for one thing. So I have to plan ahead. It's the logistics. It's like running an army. You got to have the food.
She says when she first moved to Ketchikan, she rescued stray cats that gravitated towards her property. She made sure all were spayed and neutered and found homes for many. Eventually, with her farm experience, she began rescuing ducks, geese, and peafowl that were abandoned or mistreated. Kaufman took in turkeys as well.
This one was one that wasn't wanted. He was going to have his little noggin removed. And I was offered the bird, and I took him. Yes, he's just a good boy. They said he was mean, but he's never been mean. He's been very good. A turkey's very intelligent, just like a dog. If you mistreat a dog, you're going to turn one into a biter, no doubt about it. And you mistreat a bird, they will slice you up with those little spurs and things.
Surprisingly, all of the animals live harmoniously. Peafowl interacting with the turkeys, rabbits resting beside the geese, and ducks tailing after the others. All follow Kaufman from time to time.
Because normally they don't recommend that you put turkeys and peacocks and rabbits all together. But I've learned over the years, animals behave the way you expect them to. And if you're kind to them, they learn to get along with each other. And as it gets darker, they all come in on their own. Same with the geese and the ducks. I can just call them, and they all just parade right in.
Several of Kaufman's charges are special needs animals. Two of her turkeys, Charlotte and Mr. Magoo, have vision problems. She points out a duck that walks with a challenged gait from a broken leg. As we talk, two of the large male turkeys, Diogenes and Atlas, present themselves. They strut, puff up, and display their tail feathers like a fan.
It's interesting, you can see headdress sometimes when they're showing themselves off. You've seen headdress. And I always wondered how they figured out how to align their feathers and stuff. And you can see it there with that turkey sometimes, can't you?
Kaufman tells me this behavior indicates that they like me.
They're letting you know that they're here and they like you. If they didn't like you, they would be out of here. See, they're even dancing outside too. Mm-hmm. And that little puff noise they make, but they don't have their tail feathers like the peacocks to show off, even though they're all pheasants. They have their own way.
She says she spends 2 to 4 hours each day tending to the animal's needs. Nearly 70 years old and with some medical problems, Kaufman says the work helps keep her going. She retired 17 years ago and uses the proceeds from advertisements on her website, sitnews.us, to help pay for her animals' care. All of the animals are clearly loved and well cared for. I ask her about the turkeys in particular and what their lives are like.
Probably better than most of our lives, I would imagine, because we have to get up and go to work, pay the bills, and do everything we have to do. And they just walk around and puff and huff and puff.
Kaufman says she used to give them more fresh vegetables, taking discards from local grocery stores, but she's no longer able to make the trip to town regularly. Despite, her turkeys are living well.
So they get all kinds of goodies. Mostly they get, it's a plant-based feed that I order. And then they get a lot of sunflower seeds. And then they got a variety of corn mixed seeds there every day. And then every now and then, once a week or so, they'll get some greens, which they really like.
She says she can no longer take in any more rescue animals, but intends to care for the ones that she has for the rest of their lives. She's made provisions in her will to see that they are cared for or, if necessary, humanely destroyed. Kaufman says none of her animals ever will be served on a dinner table.
So he's not going to be turkey dinner ever. I imagine that he would be pretty tasty if he were. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, they do like to belch, too.
In Ketchikan, with help from some very thankful turkeys, I'm Maria Dudzak.